Hello and good morning. Listen to The Morning After with Ben and Josh. That song you just heard was Pages by Truth. And guess what, Ben?
What, Josh?
Tristan from Truth is right here with us in the studio. How's it going?
Hello. It's going great.
That's great. So, I mean, let's just cut right to the chase.
Yeah, cut to the chase.
You have an album coming out tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
How exciting is that? It's coming out. It's called Acceptance.
I am pumped, yeah.
You pumped? And it's been 4 years since your last studio release, am I right?
You're completely right, and I've actually been telling people it's our fourth album, but it's actually been 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually our fifth album.
Oh, yes, fifth album in 4 years. Yeah. So, yeah, how does it feel? I mean, releasing another album after a long period of time.
Feels awesome. I feel like it's kind of the right time to be releasing albums. For the reason we didn't do it for the last 4 years is just like we felt like releasing EPs and singles was more the way to go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this came together quite organically over the course of the COVID lockdowns, all that kind of stuff that was going on. And, yeah, all of a sudden we were like, we actually have an album here that we've written. Mm-hmm. It's all within a certain vibe, a certain theme. Let's release it, basically.
Uh-huh. So cool.
Hell yeah. And if it's a four-year-long process, then clearly there was a lot of cutting and back and forth, perhaps. So what are maybe some things that you've had to... or you've been forced to accept regarding the album?
Well, it's interesting you say that because that is usually the process we put behind an album, but this was different. So really what happened was we had like 4 or 5 songs we'd been making between the States and New Zealand. And we were like, let's put an EP out. So we planned a vinyl, we planned all the tracks. And then we were like, oh, in the meantime, written like 5 other pieces of music that will fit together in the same vibe. Like, oh, let's do 2 EPs. Let's do like 2 EPs at the same time. Oh, it's an album, basically.
Yeah.
So whereas usually we would take, at least a couple of years of like picking through tracks, holding back our favorites, releasing stuff that's not quite for the album.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a completely different process. This is like organic more.
That's really exciting. Yeah. That's so cool.
Go ahead, Josh.
Sorry.
I'm going to want to hear it.
Of questions.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think it was about the kind of, lockdown period that I suppose, ignited some of this creativity? Because I feel like it swings both ways. Some people are like, I played PlayStation for 4 hours a day for 4 weeks. And other people are like, I wrote my thesis, you know?
No, it swung both ways for us 100%. Yeah. So the first few months, it was like coming into this period where it's like there's gonna be nothing happening for ages. Oh, we're gonna have all this extra time, let's write an album. Nothing happened for months. For me, I felt like I was busier than ever. Like the record label just record sales took off with everyone not going to gigs and spending money. But so what happened then after a few months, your mindset starts to change a little bit. Things slow down a little bit. You can take a bit more time, a bit more meditative. And then after that, we started making music, which just kind of fit. Also, I think the whole like Dre was in Los Angeles at the time. So there's 2 of us. I'm Tristan. There's also Dre.
Yeah.
He is in Los Angeles and he didn't leave his house for about 5 months at all.
Like
he was ordering all his groceries, everything.
It's crazy.
He's seeing there's riots on the streets going on.
Yeah, man.
Protests.
Play it safe. Yeah.
There's like this pandemic that no one believes in, and he was just like, fuck this shit. So I think he was starting to go like a little bit crazy and a little bit crazy,
just a tad.
And so I was getting sent some of these tunes that he had started that were like super like melancholic, sort of self-reflective, and one of them was called Acceptance. And he'd been going through some stressful shit as well. So I took his initial idea and laid that out, and he was like, okay, what should we call it? And I was like, you already named it. It's like, this is the perfect title for the track. And it ended up being the title of the album as well.
Amazing. Cool. Truth is across 2 countries and therefore in 2 minds. So how does that process influence the music creation?
Usually we're pretty similar in a fairly similar mind as to music stuff. Mm-hmm. And prior to us being separate, we were together. We made beats almost every day for about 10 years together. Yep. So like we have a quite good understanding of each other. Yep. Having said that, we've been apart in different countries for about 10 years now as well. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have this process. It's a filtering process where we'll both start music. We put project files into a Dropbox folder and then we both have access to it.
Cool.
And whatever gets, ends up getting finished is kind of the ones we obviously liked.
Yeah.
We talk about the music as well. We mention tracks we think the other ones should work on.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of got a rule that, you can take shit out and no one can get get too mad about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it's sort of like a, it's a pretty good relationship actually.
For sure.
And in some ways it works better being separate, but there's never the same, there's never the magic of like being together in the room, getting excited about the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
So we do try and get together twice a year, usually like for a few weeks, just studio time, but not for the last 18 months.
At least. It's been
2 years
hard.
Actually now.
Yeah, wow. So yeah, you guys, I wanted to ask, you guys did some Twitch streams as well.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to, what was the thought process behind, like, you know, we're in a pandemic, obviously people can't go out, they can't go to gigs, you know, was it kind of just a natural progression to be like, let's just do it online?
100%. Cool. Yep. I mean, the very first weekend that the US locked down, so we run a record label, it's called Deep Dark and Dangerous. There's a whole lot of artists on that label. All of them had their gigs cancelled. It was like Saturday morning here, Friday night there. And I was kind of like, hey, we have like the facility here, we have a Twitch channel we use regularly. Why don't we organize like a kind of mini festival online thing?
Cool.
Which ended up being like Saturday night US time. We got about 10 other artists, or maybe 8 other artists from our label. And we hit live and everyone was in the same boat. Obviously people that had setups ready to go. And instead of our usual like 100 people tuned in, there was like 2,000 people.
Cool.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's super exciting.
And it grew from there the next few weeks. Like about we did one every week. After about 3 weeks, it was like 4,500 people, which really, I mean, as I said, if we had 100, we'd be like, awesome.
Amazing. Phenomical. No, definitely.
Gosh, I'm so cool.
That's awesome.
So of course, the Saturday, you're gracing the exchange with Roots Fire Sound, Intimate Vibes, for the album release party. Album release parties are like baby showers for musicians. So what is that feeling like to be at your album release party?
Yeah, I mean, I'm nervous a little bit because I've got Phoebe Lalafell doing vocals with me, and we're kind of splitting up the set. So it's like a 2-hour set. The first hour is going to be me and her. I'll probably do a bit of sax and play a little more melodic album style music, because the album itself is quite like stripped back. And then halfway through it'll kind of like break down into some like, I don't know, some weird shit, and then and then get heavy. So I mean, I'm really excited about it. And the venue itself, it's the Exchange, which is in the industrial area, so there's no sound restrictions. We can go as loud as we want.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
That's what you like to hear.
At least as bassy as we want. We don't want to be damaging eardrums.
Yeah, of course.
And also, it's going to be in the very center of the room. So,
cool.
So I guess Phoebe Lillefeld and I will be like facing each other with the crowd all around us.
Cool.
And then the system over to one wall, just like blasting everyone.
Nice.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and it's limited, so I've deliberately limited it to like a couple hundred tickets. The room, I think, holds about 300, so I have actually given a lot of friends tickets as well, obviously, as you do.
Yeah, as you do. Sticking with the, I guess, baby shower analogy so beautifully came up with.
So what do you do?
So what, is there any particular songs on the album that you're like really excited for people to listen to? I know it's probably very difficult, you know, picking a child, but is 100%. There any in particular that you're like, you know, oh, this will be really cool when people hear this?
Yeah, I mean, the first two tracks we have released as singles already.
Yeah,
those were the, I mean, Pages, I was like really stoked for people to hear.
For sure.
I mean, the whole album is designed to be listened to as a whole, as opposed to like tracks here and there. But I mean, there's a track called Sacred that's really like just super deep vibey, like a little sadness. I think that could be maybe my second favorite. My favorite one is Transition, which has, you know, it's like, it's a little bit, not lo-fi, but it has like, it's got like a clarinet in it.
Cool,
nice. So my sort of, the most poignant and most emotional attachment I have to a track is one called All the Loose Ends, which is only like about a minute long. It's like a little interlude thing, but it happened during a really sad thing that happened last year. I won't talk about what it was, but
that's fine, yeah.
I listen to that song and I always get like tears in my eyes.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Which is crazy, because I mean, music can take you back to a situation you're in, and it has this like extra sensory kind of ability to trigger memories.
Definitely, so, yeah.
I found that with certain tracks.
That's really cool. Well, yeah. There's a lot to look forward to when the album drops tomorrow. And if people want to head down to the album release event at Exchange, like you mentioned before, it is a very limited venue. So getting to go is a very awesome experience. And we have a double pass to give away. Yes. So people can text us in at 021-738-985. And what should they let us know?
Tell us your truth.
All right. Tell us your truth at 021-738-985.
The worst one gets it, right?
One gets it, and you can win that double pass. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Tristan.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
No problem at all. We all very much look forward to the album coming out tomorrow. I can't wait. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and you know, try not to lose too much sleep over the album coming out. You know?
Thanks.